What is happening, everybody, and welcome to the Fitness Dan podcast. And it's a new year, first podcast of the year. So I thought it would kind of be fitting to talk about what you shouldn't do if you want to get weight loss results this year. The things you shouldn't focus on and the things that you should really be doing. Okay, how many times have you found yourself beginning of a new year, new me, all that jazz, and one of probably the highest, probably say one of the biggest sort of New Year's resolutions is probably people wanting to lose weight, wanting to start getting fit, wanting to start getting healthy, getting to the gym and really sort themselves out. But what tends to happen is that comes kind of a recurring theme. Every year for those people, every single year, I decide I want to lose weight, want to get fit. January comes along, try the same old stuff, get the same old results or lack of results, give up by end of January. Maybe I might even make it through to the end of February at a push, but basically don't achieve that result that I want to achieve of the new year, new me. So here is what you need to stop doing. Number one is stop trying to do the same things you've always done. Okay, if it didn't work last year and it didn't work the year before and it didn't work the year before that, what's the difference this year? Why is it all of a sudden going to work this year? You're obviously trying the wrong things. And one of the biggest issues is that people decide, I want to lose 4 stone this year, and guess what? I want to lose it as fast as possible. And if I haven't lost it by the end of 2 weeks of starting my diet and I don't look and feel completely different, then it's not working. And what's the point? And I may as well give up. That is the biggest killer, probably, of New Year's diets, is people wanting the results way too fast, expecting the results way too fast. And also looking for those quick fixes, those stupid things that people sell on the market, like juice cleanses and teas and just things that, like, it's like the magic pill. Take this thing and it will solve your weight loss problem. That's basically what they're selling to you. And we all know that it doesn't really exist. You're not going to carry on drinking this juice for the rest of your life. You're not going to carry on drinking just tea for the rest of your life. You're not going to go the rest of your life never eating a carbohydrate again. So what's the point in using those as your diet approach? It's just not going to work. So why don't you make this year the year you actually decide, right, I want to lose weight, I want to make some changes. I understand that it's not going to be quick. I understand there's no magic pill that I can just go, here, take this thing and do hardly any work and hardly suffer whatsoever and just miraculously lose all this weight. So why don't I start addressing the actual problems? Why don't I actually start looking at it as more of a lifestyle change and more of a, right, I'm going to go on this diet and I'm going to make long-term changes. And I know in order for me to lose weight that I need to change my lifestyle. I need to change my eating habits. And it's not going to be easy. And it's not going to happen in 2 weeks. It's not going to happen in 2 months. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to take me the rest of the year, maybe even longer. But it's going to be a continued work in progress. There's going to be bumps in the road. I'm going to have weeks where things go really well, weeks where things don't go very well. But as long as I'm continually trying, that is what I need to be doing. It's not about one particular thing. For most people, it is your overall lifestyle. It is how you react to stress and to life. If you're the sort of person that's like, when things are stressful, all your healthy habits go out the window. It's like, oh, I'm just way too busy at work at the moment, so I just haven't got time for exercise. And it's like, okay, but you know, when are you not really way too busy? Everyone's way too busy. Everyone can use that as an excuse. So it's like, in order for you to actually get these changes that you want to get, you need to start finding a way to still exercise even when things are really busy at work. Yeah, you might not be able to exercise for as long. Yeah, maybe you used to go down the gym, maybe now you need to just start doing it at home, whatever. But start realizing that in order for you to make these changes you want to make, things have to change. Looking at, you know, again, when I'm stressed and when life's really tough and when the kids are off school sick or they're on school holidays, and you know, that's when my diet goes out the window and all I want to kind of do is eat my emotions and drink a bit when I feel like that. It's like, okay, well, there's one of the major problems then. It's like, these are the things you need to tackle. You can't just go on a diet for January and decide, oh no, we're coming up to February half term or whatever it is, this stupid half term times when the school's been back for about a week and then all of a sudden they got half term again, and decide, right, okay, this is the time I'm going to have a break on my diet because, you know, school holidays and I can't necessarily focus on my diet while the kids are off school. It's like, well, yeah, you can, because your diet is part of how you live. So it's not a part-time thing. Yes, you might change your eating habits a little bit to, you know, I'm not going to be able to get down the gym as much this week because the kids are off and I'm going to be stuck with the kids all week. Okay, well, that's okay. Well, but the week after when they go back to school, you can get back into that habit and that routine. It's starting to look at things in a different way of being like, right, I've had this goal now for years of wanting to lose weight. And there is no quick fix out there. There's nothing out there that you can do for a short period of time, lose a load of weight, and then just go back to the convenience of living how you used to live. Because living how you used to live is the reason why you're overweight in the first place. All of those habits combined, that lifestyle combined. So things have to change. You have to change the person you are, how you act, how you live, in order for you to live in a body that you're more happy and more comfortable in. The sooner you realize that, the sooner you understand how you get the results you want to get and how you keep them. So I wanted to keep the podcast relatively short and sweet. Hopefully you found that useful. Hopefully it's made you understand. Sorry, I was cut off with a phone call there. So there's going to be a little gap in between that. So anyway, I was wrapping up the podcast. So hopefully you understand that if something sounds too good to be true and it's like, drink this, do this thing, and it will zap away body fat in no amount of time, then chances are it's too good to be true. The other thing as well is popular things now like this Zoe thing where you test your blood glucose and all that kind of stuff, and it's growing in popularity. You're going to see the adverts all over the TV and you're going to think, there it is, there's the answer. Well, not being funny, but you know that when you're sitting there on the sofa on a Tuesday evening munching through a packet of Haribo's or a Terry's chocolate orange, that it's going to spike your blood sugar. You know it's going to do that, and that's all that thing's going to tell you that's happening. So reality is, it's no good to you. It's going to say, yeah, guess what, eating all those sweets in the evening is going to spike your blood sugar. Oh yeah, I didn't really realize that. Well, yeah, you did realize that, and it's going to make no difference. So don't buy into stuff like that. Your problem is, why do you sit down on the sofa every evening and want to dive into a packet of Haribo? How are you going to stop doing that? How are you going to address your diet so that you don't want to do that anymore? Those are the things you need to work on. You don't need to be told, hey, guess what? That elevates your blood sugar. I bloody well know it does. Everyone knows it does. But problem is, I can't keep it away from my mouth. That's what you're struggling with. That's what you need help with. And if you do need any help this year, losing weight in a way that works on your problems, your habits, your lifestyle, and work together to find you a long-term solution so you can actually lose weight and keep it off in a way that's not a crash fatty diet, but in a way that's life-changing and lifestyle-changing, then simply reach out to me. Head to the show notes. You can pop me a DM on Instagram or my email's there. And let's have a little chat about how my coaching could help you. Apart from that, hope you have a fantastic start to the year. And thanks for tuning in.